Okay, today we begin Siman Kuf Chaf. Dinei Tfilas Kelim. I'd like once again to thank Shurin Consulting, who's in the Ezra Snashim, for making the copies. He made some extra copies for the few that disappear every week, so that we'll have. All right, Dinei Tfilas Kelim, as I mentioned last week, Tfilas Kelim is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And there aren't too many mitzvahs that say d'oraisa that are noyig on a regular basis. This is one of them. And the d'oraisa is limited to metal kelim. And glass kelim are mitzvah d'rabbanan. Now, one of the crucial points that we're going to make today is the reason that glass kelim were included in this halacha. So the criteria is that metal kelim can be fixed through hatacha. If you get a crack or a hole, you can heat up the metal and melt it over the crack and over the hole. Since glass has the same possibility, we don't do it, but it's possible to do the same thing with glass. Mashen came with klicheres. So the midrabanan, they put glass together with metal kelim in the chiyuv tvila, even though glass is only a drabanan. So we're going to discuss this, the inyan. Let's start with Sif Aleph. It starts with this inyan of which kelim are included. Somebody who buys clay suda, whether metal or glass. Now here it gets tricky. Metal and glass is easy. The third min is kelim hamitzupim be'ever me'bifnim. This means you have a kli cheres, you have an earthenware keli. It's coated with lead on the inside. Why did they coat it with lead?
Made in China.
So I don't know why exactly it was done, but apparently there was some ma'ila, maybe for the look. Ava pishem chadoshim. Even though they're new and there's no shiloh of kashrus, tzarech latfilah b'mikvah b'mayin shalabohem sar. Requires tefillah in a mikvah or in a mayan, but even the mayan, the mikvah or the mayan needs arbohem sar. So we're going to talk about kelim ha-mitzupim eva mibifnim. Now, yes.
I think mikvah
the running water. If it's connected to a source, then it's always considered to have water sar. If it's a yeah, it's used, I think, both ways. Even though mayim by definition is a mayim, but I think it's used both ways. Okay, now I'm going to talk about the mitzupim be'aver momentarily because it's a bit complicated. Let's just start with the meaning. Matchis and skuchis, glass and metal. The question of contemporary times is the halacha of plastic, whether one has the type of plastic kelim. I'm not talking about disposable kelim. I'm talking about a solid plastic, hard plastic, cereal bowl, or the like, a kelim made out of plastic, whether it needs to be. I think you know that in the United States, the minig is not the type of plastic. That was Ramosha's psak, and as with many things, Ramosha's psak carried. In Eretz Yisrael, though, the Achalukei Deis, the Chazon Ish also held that you don't have to table plastic. However, there were Mechayivim. In Yerushalayim, many of the Paiske Yerushalayim held to be Mechayiv. I know there's a Tshuva in the Mechas Yitzchak that's Mechayiv. I think some of the other Paiskim also were Mechayiv. In Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, it's more than minik to table plastic. And here not. Rav Palm held to table plastic, so I typically do tyvel plastic. Let me explain what it's totally in. Now again, not a disposable, no different. Now let me explain what it depends on and what the rayas would be. It depends, let me just give the explanation and then it depends on the following shaila. There's no question in our Torah only metal is mechayev. Rabbanan came and they were mechayev glass. We can learn the takana two ways. We have to figure out which one in the second. Why they misakin that glass needs tefillah? Why? So they gave an explanation, because if you melt a crack in glass, it's similar to metal in that you can melt it and fill in the crack. But the takana was glass, so it's only glass. Then the chazal weren't misakin anything else. Or was the takana that just like metal, if you melt it, you can fix a crack, so too anything else, that by melting it, you can fix the crack. That's dumya dematris. And I don't know why that's such an important criteria to be dumya dematris, but that's the way that takana was made. And anything else that could be melted in that way to repair it is chayus. Even though plastic didn't exist until a little over 100 years ago, the takana would include plastic or anything else that can be fixed in that manner. That's the shaila. Now, the raya that Rav Palm would taina was from Pisrei Tshuva Beis. Pisrei Tshuva Beis talks about whether one has to tovel porcelain. So let's learn the Pisrei Tshuva. Zchuchis ayin b'shilas yayvitz chelakal simen samach zayin shekosav. The kelim haboim in Medina Sayam. Imported kelim. Shenikram porcelain. V'doyma l'kli zchuchis. And they seem to be similar to glass. Ein tzrichin tvila. You don't have to tovel porcelain. Why? It's not in the Diraisa, because these things are made of sand, out of earth. Even though they're smooth, because clay schuchis are also smooth. Were it not for the fact that when metal kalim break, they can be repaired through heating. The mishum hachi kikli matzah shadinu, hayitzrich and tefila. Bahani and porcelain less luhu hach takana. Porcelain doesn't have this takana. It's mashma from this pisrei tshuva. Why did pisrei tshuva just say porcelain wasn't in the takana? Chazal misak and glass, there were misak and porcelain. It seems from the language of the siyavitz that something which had porcelain had this mida that you could repair it through hatacha, it would have been chayiv. That's what it sounds like from this pisrei tshuva. Now the argument back the other way is maybe not, because the lashon of the pisrei tshuva is that porcelain is similar to glass; it's made out of earth, but it's different. It doesn't have hatacha. So maybe only things that are made out of earth, they have that Mila. But plastic, which is made from chemicals, which is made from petroleum, which is not made from earth, so that is bechlal not shayach to the takan. So these are the two tzadim in this shayla. And as I said, I think the minig is not the type of plastic. And I don't know what other material would be negar to, except for one, which I'll get to in a moment. Corel. The question is if corel is glass. Rabbi Heinemann has a psak that Corel is glass, you should tovel it with a bracha. Excuse me? Whether Corel is cheres or glass. So he says Corel is glass, it's not made like cheres, it's manufactured in the same way. All the China is China. But he says that Corel is glass. Now the question is, what is the criteria for defining glass? Dar HaShulchan writes, he struggles, what is cheres and glass? They're both, one has hatacha, one doesn't. But in definition, how do you decide which earthenware is glass and which is that? So I would think it should just depend on the if yesh le takana b'hatacha. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that glass is unique in that it's clear, so it stands separate from cheres. Glass has a transparency, and therefore it's different. If the Aruch HaShulchan is right and the transparency is the guiding criteria, then it would seem that Corel is not that way. But at least, I don't know why. I'm just marbucking on him. Yeah, but he just means to make a distinction from the cliff.
Once upon a time, glass wasn't, most glass wasn't there. Yeah.
It was opaque, but it was a.
Was clear.
Okay. I can't. I'm marbucking on him. I'm not.
Is there any difference between different kinds of plastics?
You tell me, different plastics.
Well, some of them, if you apply heat to it, you melt it.
So then I'm not familiar with. I'm not familiar with that at all. Some plastics. Well, if you, it's probably too much heat for it. If you put less, is there a certain amount? I imagine a certain level of heat that wouldn't destroy it. And that would melt it. If it destroys it, it's because it's a lot of the heat is too hot. Okay, if they won't melt, then it's not included in this discussion. You're right. It has to be the shaila is on plastics that are efshe ba'atocha. That's what the shaila is.
In plastic containers, you have plastic bowls, soup bowls, which is totally hard or hard containers. You have like the takeout things, not the little soft, flimsy ones. You have ones that are harder. But it's still also soft.
It doesn't matter soft or hard. If it's Esher Ba'atocha, there's a shayla.
So that would
now, does he
base
his decision that
Karel
is glass based on the
Yavitz?
Because it's smooth?
He doesn't write anything about the Yavitz. It's in the kosher karetz. I don't know more than that. It says Karel is made like glass. I think that's what he bases
that
on.
That would be Pyrex also.
Pyrex is one of my favorite stories.
Pyrex
is my Pyrex story that... people say Ramesha said this, Ramesha said that. There were different rumors about Ramesha said about Pyrex. So I heard, I think, from Rav Bluth that they tried to track it down, and they found the following. Person number one came to Ramesha and he said, "Do you have to title Pyrex?" So Ramesha said, "Vos is Pyrex." So Ramesha says it's a chlorah kli cheres. So he told him it's a chlorah kli cheres. It's a clear cheres kli. It's a cheres, you don't have to title. A while later, someone else came to Rabbi and said, "You have to title Pyrex." He said, "What's this Pyrex?" So he told himself, "A heart of a gloss. It's a very hard, tough glass. You can bake it. Gloss after the title." So, you know, they each one has to shayla, but I guess it depends on how you phrase the shayla as to how he got the answer. Yeah.
What's the answer?
Yeah.
So he looked at it and looked and said, "I think it's glass, but I said, I never saw it.
It's
like, I have to ask my son-in-law."
So,
did
you get the answer from the son-in-law, though?
No, but
it's a story now. But okay. Now, there is one other shiloh. Besides the plastic, there is a serious shiloh about aluminum. Let me explain what the shiloh is and where there's one area of confusion. The shaila about aluminum is the following. Aluminum, those of you who took chemistry know, is a separate element on the periodic table. Aluminum is actually a new metal. The Torah lists six metals. It lists gold, silver, and copper, the three valuable metals, and it lists tin, iron, and lead. Those are the six metals listed in Torah. Now, it's interesting that in Parshas Matos, when it says the title Kalim, it doesn't say all metal. It lists HaKesef, HaZav, etc. It lists the six metals. Now, they found a seventh metal. They discovered that aluminum is also, you can look at it, so it's a metal like other metals. The question is, how do we touch up the Torah? The Torah said Tevel metal. Did it mean all metals? Or did it mean only the six metals? So this is an issue of debate. And Ramesha, the Igros Ramesha, in Chelek Gimel, Shuva, Chav Beis, is mesupik if this is included in the Din D'Oraisa. I'm not talking about disposable aluminum. I'm talking about aluminum pots. Ramesha's mesupik, his suffik is, did the Torah mean all metal? Or the Torah Dafka listed these six because the Rabbi Shalom knew there were additional metals in the earth that people might discover. And the Rabbi Shalom meant only these six. Ramesh's Mesupik. He said there's no difference. Because either it's the Rai, so it's the Rabbanon. If the Torah meant all metals, it's all metals. Let's say the Torah didn't mean aluminum. He says it's no worse than glass. Glass, Chazal said, since it's Efshe Ba'atocha, you have to table. And therefore, aluminum is no worse than glass. You have to title it midrabanan. So Ramesha says, my suffix is it tiraisa? Is it drabanan? This is what Ramesha writes. I don't understand. We had a suffix a minute ago about plastic, whether we should say Chazal, why was Chazal's takana? Was it glass, period, nothing else? Or was it anything that's Efshe Ba'atocha? So Ramesha holds plastic, you don't title. Apparently he holds takana was just glass. If aluminum is a different min, and there was no takana d'rabanan because it didn't exist in the time Chazal were making takanas, so then what does Ramesha mean that if aluminum is a separate min, you have to title it anyway d'rabanan, and it's included in the takana of glass? What do you mean it's included in the takana of glass? They didn't make the takana. They made the takana only on glass.
It didn't exist.
obviously it existed in the earth, but it wasn't manufactured. It wasn't developed into a. There were no aluminum kaolin until they discovered aluminum. What? Plastic was discovered. It was discovered how to extract it from petroleum. Aluminum existed, so it existed. But Lamai's question is what the takana was. The Chazal make takanas that way. Things that exist that we don't know about. They usually start the way. Usually, it's not the way we understand the takanas to Rabbi. If it's the Raisa, if he had said it's a Safi Deraisa, it would be the same. That's not what his lashon is. Like Gora Mischuchas. It's not worse than this. It could be aluminum is more similar to metal than glass. So maybe all that glass and anything more similar is included. A place which is less similar, maybe not included. But the question of how Chazal made the takana, it's a little bit lacking. Now, the issue of disposable aluminum. I'd like to be masbir, because I know people are very confused about Ramesh's position on disposables. It's known, Ramesh held, and that's the Midigan in America, that you don't have to tovel disposable aluminum kalim. Again, in Yerushalayim, I think the Midigan may be different, at least among the Yitzhakah, that they tovel it, but in America, the minig is not to tovel disposable aluminum. Now, people always ask, does that mean I can only use it once? Can use it twice? If you look in the Igros Moshe, what Ramesha writes in that tshuva is that you could use it two or three times. As long as when you're using it, it's becoming ruined as you use it. Let's say you bake challahs in a pan. You can make challahs a second time, a third time, maybe four or five times. But you can tell it gets beat up as you use it. It's a keli that gets ruined as it's used. So that has a din of chayslois. It's on its way, right? So it's chayslois. Chayslois is, in the lashon of the Mishnah, a basket that was used to store dates agui, and you can't wash out the basket and reuse it. It was a disposable. Ramesh's point is, it doesn't matter if you're using it once. The heter is not once. The heter is that it's a disposable item. It's not. It doesn't have the cheshivas of a kli. It gets ruined as it goes. If you were to take a aluminum pan and use it to hold jelly beans, so then you would have to title it, because for holding jelly beans it doesn't get ruined. You can constantly use it to hold candies in it. Nothing's going to happen to it. So it depends on how the pan is used. That's Ramesh's truva. If it's used in a way that ruins it, even though it ruins it slowly over time, then it has this din of chaislos that it's not a kli. As I mentioned last week, Ramesh l'shitasai holds you don't have to tovel these kalim. Also holds you can't make kiddush on a plastic cup or on a paper cup. Because making kiddush on a disposable, if it's a disposable item, then it's also not a kli. So you can't go with one shita and not the other. It's the same shita. Disposable items are not kalim. You can't use them to make kiddush on. And you don't have to title them. It's a cool little thing. It's the same. It's the same in this. If you're going to use it once and throw it out, then it's always a disposable kli. That's chaislos no matter what. Ramesh is saying that if you use it a few times, as long as it's in the manner of a disposable thing. But it's true, if you use it once, a cup, how many times do you use a plastic cup? It doesn't. They end up cracking. They don't last very long. The Deborah Tzina Rav in his tshuva, he says, what do you do if you're at a kiddush and you only have a plastic cup? What do? He says, use it for kiddush and use it many times. Hold on to it and use it many times. That's what he says. All right. Kiddush needs a kli. No, it has to have a kli. It's nice to use a chash of a kli. What? Chash of a kli, no. What? People stack in because they know you're not allowed to use plastic, so they use two, they feel better about it. I don't think it's a halacha based. I don't know. All right. Okay.
the tent is really basically as a one-time use.
Ramesha does have a tshuva, I think what you're referring to. Ramesha has the following, it's a separate tshuva. He talks about reusing bottles, let's say grape juice bottles or coffee jars, glass, reusing it. So there Ramesha has a chiddush, that something that's not sold by Cheshivas Kli, it's sold as a, what he calls a klipa, as a container. It's not meant to reuse. Such a thing doesn't have a Shem Kli when it's sold. And if a Yid decides to use it as a Kli over and over, he's making it a Kli, so to speak. And it's not called the Keli of a Guy. Now, that doesn't apply to disposable, are sold to be used as a Kli a couple times. Now, Nafkamina will be, sometimes they have promotional decanters, where they have nice decanters, and it's a promotion that people, they think, will reuse. It has the Giants on it, or the Jets, whatever team has to be in style any given year. So then you have to title it, and it's that's an issue. Okay. So, yes. I hear the Svara. Okay. Rabbi Yosef is tithing that if it's made to be used and thrown out, and you're kaveh for jelly beans, so maybe you're making the clean. So maybe. The caterer is tied all the aluminum pans. They hold like the other sheet. No, you're right. They shouldn't be doing it. What should I tell you? You know, I'll tell you what is. The caterer sees that everyone's using the plastic cups anyway. So he puts out the nicer ones. Look, people are using it. He's not telling you. It's no better. No. Well, if you hold plastic, it's good. These are nicer. Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Doesn't change anything at all. Unless he washes it out and reuses it. But the caterer is putting out plastic anyway. Here in Shul, Pinchas puts out Bechers every Kiddush. He puts out 7 or 8 Bechers. He bought about 20, but they don't know. He'll put as many as get used. So that's what he puts out. It's not ideal. The ideal thing, in some shuls, the rabbi comes down and makes kiddush. But here, if they wait for the rabbi, by the time he comes down, there's nothing, you know, there's everything will be cold already. What? Hashkafically, I would say like you're saying, Fakert, why didn't the Torah write Matris? Because of that, because Rabbi Shalom knew there'd be a seventh metal, he meant to exclude it. That's the way I would understand. That's the way I would understand 100%. That's right. We use that as a proof. The truth is, we don't even know what the fourth one is exactly. But, they may still discover the fourth one, but yeah. In Achinami, I agree with you. I would have assumed Fakert that it's another one of the. I'll tell you another thing. What struck me: the Torah says that Klal Yisrael will be many as the stars of the sky. I remember reading that until Galileo, there were a maximum of 3,000 visible stars in the sky, not at one time, but in the whole globe. So how did people understand? Klal Yisrael will be numerous like the stars in the sky. There are 3,000 stars. So how many is that? The Gemara says that they came out with a number of quadzillion, 16 quadzillion stars or whatever they think. The Gemara says this many stars, there was, times 365 batillions of stars, times 365... somebody made a cheshbon of it, you know, it comes out to some crazy astronomical number. But how did they understand before Galileo? They only thought they had 3,000 stars maximum. So, there's a lot of sand. Yeah. Okay, anyway, let's get back. So, they still have no clue. It's okay.
Still working.
Yeah. The Now, I didn't mark down the tshuva, I'm sorry. The one on the aluminum disposal was the Yoredei Echel Gimel. The one on the container, that I didn't mark down. That's Yoredei Gimel Tshuva Chaf Beis. On the container, I don't know. Okay, let's get to the second topic. What? It's a Rosh Hashanah material anyway, not making one sake of spike. The second issue here in Sif Aleph has to do with glazed china. Now, for our purposes, let's pretend that glazed china is made the way it was always made. Glazed china was made by coating china with glass. Now, today it happens to be made differently. It's made just by painting, like everything else today, everything is phony. And they just paint the glass coating over it. But initially, glazed china was cheres that was coated with a layer of glass. Now, as you know, cheres is potter and glass is chayiv. So let's learn, what did it say in the Mechaber? It said, kelim ha-mitzupim be'ever mibifnim, kelim that are coated with lead on the inside, afal pishem chadashim, tzarch lafilim be'mikvah, l'mayashah b'amsah. And the Rambam says, yeshayim, the kelim ha-mitzupim be'ever, afilim be'bifnim, yitzvah b'li bracha v'cheinayegim. So we have here, apparently, a machlokes rishayim. If kelim that are mitzupim be'ever, kelim that are coated with whatever it might be, if these things are chayiv and tefillah, the Mechaber says it's chayiv. The Rambam says tevel without a bracha, apparently, because he holds that it's a shayla, it's a machlokes, and therefore tevel without a bracha. Shach beis, hamitzupim be'ever, kosev isiv, ehet akal nunches, denayin tes, hamitzupim b'tzchuches, didam kemitzupim be'ever. Things that are coated with glass are exactly the same as things coated with metal. Maybe you'll think metal is mochamar. Zok to shach, it's all included. Zok Rebbe Kiva Eger on this. Hamitzupin be'aver. Kelim shehutfalu. I'm sorry, I want to see the last one. The one all the way in the bottom. Yitvalenu b'lai bracha. V'mitzupin mibifnim umi b'chutz. I'm sorry, the fourth Rebbe Kiva Eger, after the long one. I started the wrong one before. The fourth, the last line in our prints, he's got the newfangled one. Yitvalenu b'loi bracha, v'imitzubim b'bifnim umi b'chutz, if they're glazed on both sides, then ton bracha, mikot prichadash, mekomach and yeshleim edavka mitzubim b'eber mamish. Avo glazirt lo yavarech, ayimish b'tzayzav. He says that glazed, you should never make a bracha. I am prima gadim, that glazed, you don't make a bracha. So when it comes out, now why not? Why should glazed be different than aver? So the reason is the tzad is the following. If they're covered with aver for functional purposes, so then you should type it with a bracha if it's all around. If it's only done for beauty, for lenoi, that's when you don't need a bracha. As a matter of fact, Taz Gimel says it's a short Taz. Gimel yipul by bracha tipa bifnim eni ela lenoi. That's all. Lenoi is the last word. That eni ela lenoi, it's only done for beauty. So the vart is something made only for the look. You make without a bracha. I assume the glazing is made for the look. And it's about, yeah. I hear the chiluk you're saying. I don't recall ever seeing such a chiluk. So perhaps you're right, but I don't know. Why does it make a difference if it's for look? Because if it's a look, it's a tuffle to the kli. In other words, I have a kli cheres, and if I'm doing something for the look, that means it's still a kli cheres. I just want to shine it up and beautify it. But I would still define it as a kli cheres. If it's functional, then. So glazing, is it for the look, or is it to make it less porous? I don't know. If it's for functional purposes, enough. Nafkamina is only the gabi of bracha.
Why do you even need to be below bracha if it's less than that? Why is even that much?
Apparently because the mechaber is not mechalik. This goes back to Rishayim. Now, the lamaisa of glazed, even it's not trade for me. The the glazed kalim lamaisa, the real glazed kalim, you definitely have to tevel. If you ever go to some of the restaurants, still have those heavy, the heavy old fashioned, no, glazed china. They're just very heavy. And that has real glass on it. My understanding is that all, I think somebody had once brought me in a letter, an article describing it, that what they do today is nothing to do with glass. It's a painted on, it's baked afterwards, but it's a painted on finish, and like a shellac. And that, the people, I don't know, the Dr. Tshuva brings it. It's not brand new, it's existed in the past. He says you have to table. So some tevel is a chumrah because they're not sure how it's made, but the Ikar HaDin probably is not to tevel it, but we're going to discuss restaurants later. Restaurants and chasnas are b'chlal, a separate issue, where the caterer is tevel. We, Kehila, forces our places to tevel, not the china, but the glass and the metal. And the not all hechsherim do it, most hechsherim don't. And it depends, you know, it depends who you're catering to, so to speak. If it's an oilam that demands it, then people will have to do it. But well, we'll discuss that. It's later in the sitting. Are the ceramic coffee cups glazed?
I don't think so. I
can't answer you. I don't know. All right, so we covered two in Yanim. Which kalim? And the glazed shayla. The third topic of Sif Aleph is mentioned here in Rebbe Akiva Eger. And this is a question. Glaze, no, you don't make a bracha. Because there are glaze, you do. This, the Velt says not to make a bracha, probably comes, as was pointed out, that those who don't make a bracha on Tivoli, Pashas, you must make a bracha. Those who don't make a bracha are afraid that maybe the keli was manufactured by a yid, and because they're afraid that it's manufactured by a yid, then it's potter, they want to be machmir on suffik brachas lahakol. I mentioned last week that if you take two from two manufacturers, then you're more comfortable tiveling. Last week I had to tivel a pot. I took along a fruit dish or a salad dish in the house, a glass. So I tiveled the two, so I felt comfortable making a bracha. This morning I'm told, B'shem Ramesha was it, that he said take three. Not three of the same manufacturer, it doesn't help you, but three different manufacturers, and then you could be. But that was said at a time that most manufacturers apparently were Jewish. I don't think that's the fact today, especially because most of our things come from China and India, from other countries, so it's not. And it's also known that the popular Farberware Kalim are not a Jewish company. And
Not from Jews.
What? So we make a bracha for glass. Those who don't make, because they're afraid that it's, they don't make in general, they're afraid. Why are they mechalki metal and glass? I can only guess. Metal is a safitei raisa. There's a chiyuv to tevel. Plastic, glass, maybe. But the halacha is that you have to make a bracha. And it's a chumrah. If you want to be machmer, take two different cables.
If you bought it from a retail, non-Jewish store, does that make a difference?
No. The middleman doesn't matter. Once it's mechuyev. Oh, you mean if it's made by a Jew, sold to a retailer? That's an interesting question. If it's made by a Jew, sold to a retailer.
And the retailer's not Jewish.
If the retailer owns it, you're right. If he has a right to give it back, if it's not sold, it might be different. Depends if he takes it on consignment or not.
But the big stores, they don't take it on consignment. You buy from Macy's or
the stores don't take back the leftovers. No. You know that, or you just assuming that?
I would assume that.
I'll ask. We have somebody upstairs who sells. We have, I think, Weber sells silverware to these places. I'll ask him.
So
we're going to talk about it. We're going to have to get to it later. It's hard to catch everything in the beginning. I wanted to get to the third topic of Sif Aleph, and this is a topic that comes, as we say later, not in the Shulchan Aruch. Gigantic kalim, which you can't really title. They're very big kalim. What do you do with such a keli? You have an industrial size keli that big, one of these big soup things or the what is the din about tovling those? Let's first look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Chay Noyagin. That's an eitzah. The Chay Noyagin. The third Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Chay Noyagin. Bekneses Hagdayla Kasav. Yeshlach Gar Hani Chav Yisdidon Shalcheres Gedaylais Hametzupin Be'Eiver. These gigantic chavias, now they happen to have been made with cheres, but they were coated with aver. Shemesimim bohet yayin, that it's used to store wine. I don't know why they use lead to store wine, but what? Rabbi Kivager, the chavayagin. Be'ezeh mikveh yatvil. Which mikveh could you fit these things into? Devadeh lo yechilu aysameh mikveh betach gedulasan. No mikveh is going to hold them, they're gigantic. Mitzasi b'chum sev yad lachocha mari zevi. The ain takara kiim al yidei harama. The only takara he can't tovel him is the harama. Lesitam loivik echavim b'matana. Give it to a guy as a gift. Lashiva mimenu and borrow it back. That was his psak. Kasev alav achacha mari milida. The loy nira. The ain tzarch tvila. The dafka kli suuda by tvila. Dafka keli you bring to the suuda. Needs to be lo. Elo achavius einim rakadei lachnas bem yain lekiyum. The storage kelim. Viskimimai rabbi avol. Bisevehet matzasi dikem gadol shamatzis. Jeshemer ben yain srichin tvila. So we see not like the mekel. Vulai yeshoyim esevehet alikasav kede el bekli matzis do kuliyam atzarch tvila. Avol becheres amitzupe beaver diyesh machlokes itzarch tvila. Beelu chavius kedai tishus mechazeh lishma ben yain beloy tvila. He says, if it would be straight metal, you have to be machmir. But if it's mitzupah be'eva, which is itself a machlaikis, blas is not something you bring to the table. If he's ever, it's be'eva mifnimul b'chutz, davikamachas komets, which is tevila. If so, if it's mitzupah on both sides, it needs tevila. So we come out of this Rabbi Akiva Eiger, is that whatever the size of a kli, size alone, does not patter. Now, look quickly, Pesach Tshuva Gimel, who continues. Rabbi Akiva Eiger brought kadmainim. The Pesach Tshuva brings the same shayla, Pesach Tshuva Gimel. Latvilo kasev sefer chokhmas adam din tezvav. Tzarech shiachnis kol akli b'mayim b'pamachas. Shlo yishar mimenu chutz l'mayim afilu kol shehu. When you travel, the whole kli has to be underwater at one time. V'mugadol, if it's gigantic, v'eni yachol litvol kulay ke'echad. It's not possible to travel the whole thing. Nirali, to osu litvol l'chatzayim. It doesn't help traveling it half and half. To me, the tefilas neither. By a woman, by any human being that has to tovel, you can't tovel half. Veina daima lahagola shul lahafle de iser. It's not like kashering where you could kasher half. Kimish yego amiktas hari hifle. Avalacha mishum tuma. Kimish yedisha amiktas mimenu chutz l'mayim. Chayzer mispashit b'chol akli. Adkan. So l'maisa, the... He's saying that you have a problem. What is an eitzah? So the place can bring the two eitzes. The one eitzah we mentioned, to sell it to a guy, or give it to a guy and borrow it back. And we did that once for Reisner's Bakery. We should probably do it again. We sold to the guy, he actually paid me for it. I didn't give him his money back. He paid me money to have a chelik in all the kalim. And we'll see later about a din of shutfis, if shutfis works. And we didn't buy it back after Pesach. It remains his. He wants to come, he can get his chelik. The other eitzah is to break it in a way that needs an uman to fix it. If you take it apart in a manner that needs an uman to fix it, that's called made by a yid, if a yid fixes it, and then it works. Otherwise, large kalim are a problem. Did anybody ever tovel the refrigerator? Why not? Why don't you tovel your refrigerator?
It hurts the electrical parts.
So why don't you tovel? So I'll tell you, we're going to get to Sif Dalid. The reason we don't tovel a refrigerator is we're going to see. But the fruit bin of a refrigerator, if it's made out of metal, probably needs to be a little nicer. Who says Talia Kabbalah's Tumma? Not Metalta Malavarek. They also want to kind of it. But that doesn't seem that way from this Tshuvah. These are things that obviously can't be Metalta Malavarek either. I will get to it in Sif Dalid. Don't tell me your refrigerator before next week. I think Chochmas Adam brings it. He doesn't quote off. Metal keli doesn't depend on metatol mole v'reikon. Yeah, I mean the shulchan. That says about the shulchan. in the Beis HaMikdash, that's not a kabel tum, it's not a tatal mali v'reikon. No?
Because
it's wood, even though I had metal on it. Okay. Yes? What? I don't think you make with lead, because they discovered that lead leaches into food. Metal?
No, not metal, like dishes and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it depends which dish. Yeah, there are no metal dishes. They silverware is metal. Oh, so let me explain about the Klisuda. The he brought Teich Devarav that this Rimei Lida held that only a Klisuda is chayiv. Now, a pot you don't bring to the table, but a pot needs Tvila L'Kuli Alma. There is this one shita that storage kalim don't need tefillah. All paiskim paskin that storage kalim do need tefillah. However, in the Yad Ephraim, he says to tefillah without a bracha. If it's just a storage kli, I believe the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says the same thing. He even in parentheses names the Yad Ephraim as his source. That storage kalim are a question, but the zichala halacha need tefillah, and the question is whether a bracha things that you cooking, that's, even though it's not klisuda in the sense you don't bring it to the table, but that's chayav and tefillah l'kuli alma. So, what? That's the parsha, yeah, that's the parsha. You see, it's talking about cooking, because it talks about hagola, right?
Maybe the
rats
yes.
In the refrigerator. The rice today, all wine, all beer, it starts off in stainless steel tanks. These tanks are bigger than the tanks that we were talking about 200 years ago. Okay. It was not an option to say that they were going to purposely ruin it in such a way that they need the woman to fix it.
So the only answer is to sell it to a guy. If a Jew owns it, the only answer is to sell it to a guy.
I said also, if it's not in a final state of food, that doesn't require tefillah for the kalim, doesn't it?
It's not edible. We're going to have that in Sifhei.
Sifhei,
yeah, that's true. We're going to have in Sifhei that something that's at a state where it's not edible. Let's say you have a dough, a mixer that makes your dough. You don't have to table that kalim because the food is not edible when it's there. When does harama work and when doesn't harama work? There's a famous Tvua Shar that says harama works by the Rabbanas and not by the Raisis. Shuvnuk Sam Saifa, he says no. Sam Saifa says there's no klal, and when Chazal said to do harama, you do, and the Chazal said you don't, you don't. The marker for Harama by Tfilas Kalim is a Mordechai Mesechtes Beya. The Mordechai Mesechtes Beya is going on the sugi in the second parak where it talks about toiveling, that it's also to toivel Kalim on Yom Tif or Shabbos. So the Mordechai says if you're stuck on Shabbos and Yom Tif, you should give the Kali to a guy b'matana, borrow it back. But the very same Mordechai says, after Shabbos, go and toivel it. In other words, you only use the Harama b'shas hadchak. So that he holds. This is the Sivis that seems to hold the Chiluk of the Rais and the Rabbanon. The Sivis by Hilchis, by Mechiras Chametz, he says that we rely on a Harama because we do Bittul anyway, so it blives the Rabbanon. His Lashon is Mashma that he agrees with the Tvua Shar that Harama is held by the Rabbanon and not by the Rais. That's what his language says. Tfilas Kalim then would be an issue. There is a Tziruf. See, in the bakery, most things are dough and they're not edible. The problem is the pan on which it's baked. There it gets baked, it becomes edible. There is a layer of parchment paper between the kli and the food. Whether that's enough of a heter, we'll see if dalid, if that's a heter. If that's a heter, so then the chlout doesn't need tefillah. So there is a tzirif. Yes? That's a good question. If you take off the handle... Well, if you unscrew with a single screw, put it back, doesn't need a uman, that's not good enough. Has to need a ma'isa uman. Has to need a ma'isa uman. You might consider ma'isa uman to put in one screw, but So I remember once there was a rabbanim meeting, we were talking about Hilchos Chol Moed. So we were talking about fixing a car as a ma'isa uman. So Rav Heinemann says, fixing a car, what's a ma'isa uman? Big deal. You know, you change a carburetor, you change the transmission, you know, just put it in, take it out. Right? It's easy for a woman to say.
But,
yes. We'll talk about it. The refrigerator has a different reason we don't tivel it, besides the practical. No, we're going to learn later as if Dalid, that if the food doesn't touch it, if the food is in another keli, when it goes in, it doesn't need tefillah. That's the heter. That's why a fruit bin may be different. Yeah, it's interesting halacha. He's right. If the whole purpose of tefillah is to take it from Tumas Goy to Kedushas Yisrael, so how come why is it you're allowed to use a guy's keli? You give it to the guy and then you're allowed to use it. It seems there's no problem. The Tumas Goy, when it's the guy's, is not an issue. When Tumas Goy comes to Ian, it's guy. The time of the mitzvah never changes the chazer. No, you don't have to cash unless it's trade. If you know the guy never used it for trade, you're giving it to his kai, then you take it back. Now, we're going to get to the caterers. We have to wait. One thing at a time. I'd like to do Sif Beis. We've got to get the breaking point. If we want to start Sif Beis, we're not going to do it. So, we're going to have to learn whether Mechub L'Kark is itself a Ptur. It's true, Rav Moshe holds Mechub L'Kark is a Ptur. Why should it be a Ptur? We'll have to see. But if you hold Mechub L'Kark is a Ptur, then it depends on the Metzius, I guess. Sif Beis. Rabbi Sai will talk about it. Sarach Shiehe. Sif Beis. Obviously, if you hold a kli very tight and you tivel very tightly and you tivel it, then it's not going to be a chatzitza where you're holding it tightly. The Mechabes says, just hold it roughly biyadai b'shas tefila, hold it loosely. Shemahatke biyadai have a chatzitza. If you hold it tightly, it's a chatzitza. V'im lichlich yadai b'mayim tchila eilachush. If you make your fingers wet before you touch it, there's no cheshash. That's based on a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if you want to tivel a bed, nowadays we don't tivel beds. When the Tum and Tyre existed, they tiveled beds, presumably without the mattress. And they put it into the water. They went over to the bank, and they had to put it in. The bottom is muddy. When you put the bed into the water, in order to get the top of the bed, the headboard, into the water, they had to push it down. The feet of the bed went into the mud on the bottom of the sea, on the bottom of the water. Zokta Gemara, it's not a problem because Hamayim Magdimin, because the water is there first, so we assume there's water between the leg of the bed and the mud into which it's been pressed. Hu Hadin, say the Rishayim, if I hold a keli with my hand, if Mayim Magdimin, if I make my hand wet, and I hold the kli, and I tivel it, there's constantly water between my hand and the kli. Now look at this Ramah. V'dafka, shalich l'chiyada v'mei mikvah. Avalei v'mayim t'lushin. When you make your hands wet, you have to dip it in the mikvah, not in the sink. What's going on? What is the difference if you dip it in the sink or you dip it in the mikvah? It doesn't seem to make any sense. The Taz goes to town on this. The Shach briefly uses the kasha. What's the difference? Even if I put sink water, once I hold it, I put it in. If we're assuming that there's water at every spot where I'm touching it, so that water has a shaka to the mikveh. That water itself is touching the main mikveh. So it doesn't make any sense. Why is the purpose? What's pshat in this Ramah? So Ramesha writes that there's no pshat in the Ramah except the Matiyainis and the Shak, and the Taz have our time. The Matiyainis, he says, is the emes of pshat, but it's a chumra ladina. Matiyainisin v'dafka shulchi yadei b'mei mikvah. Avaloi b'mayim t'lushin. Ayim b'tasim katan dal v'shasim katan beis herichu l'manisam. They had a hard time with this. L'manisam. In their own way. V'nira sheheima mefarshim divrei haramah. They understood the ramah shulchi yadei b'mei mikvah haynu. Afilu shetolash mayim b'mei mikvah. Mahani. You dip your fingers in the mikvah, then you pull your hand out, and you take the keli. Lekachik shema sheiksha. Therefore, they have shorakai. Vayisham barichus. Avala emes yairadarka. He says, the truth is, that pirish b'divrei haramah loicheinu. Behu. Pshat is as follows. Devada ayim tola shemayim imei mikvah loy mahani b'li yirifu yadayim. If you pull out the water from the mikvah, it's no different than sink water. It doesn't help unless you hold it loosely. Umashakasa v'davka shluchich yadav ratzalaymer. Shenosan yadai tchila tachas mei mikvah. First you put your hand, you submerse it in the water. While your hand is in the water, without pulling out the hand,
You put the keli in your hand. Va'oz va'yave chatzitza kivim zolay nitlash klah me'mikvah adayin shem ha'mikvah Allah v'olay nisbasel kivim shu ha'kaponim mashka tefeyach. So it means the following. You want a tevel kli. If you hold it loosely, there's no problem. If you want to hold it in a tight way, it's a deep bar, you're going to take a chance of dropping it. What you do is you put one hand in the mikvah. You take the other kli in your hand, you place it into the hand which is already in the mikvah, and you hold it tightly, and then you let go with the first hand. Now, mayim magdimin, it's exactly like the case of the bed in the mud. Even if it's so tight that it's not enough to be considered a hashaka, that it's there's a level called tefeach. That means it's wet. But it's not tefeach, it's not so wet. Tefeach, it's not a chatzitza, there's water there. But it's not called a hashaka, but you don't need a hashaka. Because that water is mei mikvah, and it's good. If you want to hold a kli under the water tightly, or if you're like me, you're nervous what's called loose and what's not called loose, what does it mean hold it loosely? So then, the yetzah is to put your hands in and stick it in into that hand after you already put the hand in the mikvah. If you really want, you could take a keli, put it in the water, and lift each finger off the keli separately, and then touch it again. If you lift the finger off, you touch it again, you have this eitzah. So this eitzah is that you have the mei mikvah magdimin, but the real mei mikvah that was never niklash.
Really,
so this is the Mati Yonison. Ramesh has a tshuva about this because he has a shaila, which unfortunately is a common shaila, about women who have something on their body which cannot be immersed in water. Women very often who go for chemotherapy have PICC lines put in or catheters put in a way that's a problem. Ramesh's case was that she had something in her ear that could not get be made wet. She had to have a plug. So the shaila there is whether it's acceptable to use the following eitzah. The eitzah is now the getting wet. The problem is that water is going to go in the surface. If you could keep wet just on the surface and wipe it, it would be fine. But if you immerse it in water, we're afraid water will go in and there'll be an infection. Now, when I had this shaila 20 years ago or 10 years ago, they had probably different catheters. I don't know what they had, but the doctors allowed. I would arrange with the mikvah that the woman in question would go in the first tefillah. I would make an arrangement that they would change the water and clean it out, and they change the water anyway in our mikvahs pretty regularly, and she'd have the first water, and the doctors permitted it. Lately, with the PICC lines they use today, the doctors say no, not to do it. The eitzah Ramesh discusses is the following eitzah: whether a person can make his hand wet, put his hand over the part of the body that's not allowed to become wet through and through, and to tevel in that type of a way, whether a person could rely on such a thing. Now, Ramesh in his particular tshuva was mekel, but he says it's got to be that the wet hand is touching every part of the covered surface. When you, if a person would cup his hand over his body, the cupped area, that part of the body has no water touching it. The purpose here is that there should be water touching every single spot. And Ramesh Arai said, if a person could do this eitzah, then a person could do it. He says, I, the Mati Yainasin. According to Mati Yainasin, there's no eitzah. You have to be in the mikvah first and do it afterwards. So Ramesh Arai, that b'shasat ha-kizu, that a person can rely, as long as he's not mahatka yafa, as long as he doesn't hold it very tight. He discusses the fact that the person is going to be very nervous and will hold it tight, and he seems to be somewhat misupik on that. Apparently, what I'm told is the doctor's not worried about the surface becoming wet. There's fear that water will penetrate. And that, look, that's the Ramesh's tshuva, that's what he writes. What? Okay, Ramesh is not talking about a PICC line. He's talking about something in the ear. Okay? And something in the ear, he has this tshuva to take the stuffing that goes in the ear. First he says to make it wet. But he says making a piece of plastic wet, it doesn't stay wet. The water runs off. So he says you have to make the inside of the ear wet and then stick it in. In his case, the lady was too nervous to do it. Rav Moshe at the end doesn't really have an eitzah. Because he has a different eitzah, to create a plug that's so deep in the ear that it doesn't have a din chatzitza. That's really his eitzah at the end. The eitzah, the practical eitzah for someone to pick line, I don't know. Because it's not a practical eitzah. It's not something a person is willing to take a chance on when someone's so sick. I talk, don't know an eitzah. But I mentioned the tshuva that Rav Moshe makes. Now, there's a third application, just quickly, is when you, that's more negat to you and I. And that is when you're tabling a number of kalim, and you're putting one on top of the other. You take a stack of china dishes, it's a chumrat table, but you want to table. You immerse them all in the mikveh stacked, one on top of the other. So that is really the same shaila. You have, if it's roughly, if it's not tight, so you can assume that water comes, you don't need any eitzes. But things that are heavy are a problem, tabling one, and on top of the other, it's not. It's you probably can't do it. Take a stack of china plates and stick them in. There's not an eitzah. So you could have to do one by one. The question is silverware. Silverware is not heavy. The question is how to be noyig by silverware. Whether a person can be makel that they're not too heavy. Now I don't know any lighter kli than silverware, right? You can't imagine a lighter kli. It's a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is in Hilchas Hagala. Mishnah Berurah says, when you kasha kelim, leidich kelim harbe l'teich kli v'yagilim yachad. When you do hagala, don't pile up kelim and do hagala. It's like the Mishnah Berurah. That's a mechaber. The makim negiyasam le'saki erasicha. The place they're touching, the heat won't go in. Now, it's like the Mishnah Berurah. That's kashering. Afal gadol in tefila, a chaitzitzin l'nirasicha shani, period. It says, l'in tefila, it's okay, l'nirasicha not. Now, I don't know which kelim Mishnah Berurah is talking about. I don't imagine he's talking about a heavy kelim. But silverware, at least, he's talking about. There's nothing much lighter than silverware. Sounds like for the Mishnah Berurah that he's okay with putting silverware in a basket and tabling it in the mikveh that way, and that it's not a chatzitza. So it seems at least we have a Mishnah Berurah. What? When they kasher, no. When they kasher, they shake it or they throw it in. One at a time. They put it in the basket and then they throw them in quickly, one at a time, when they put it in. Okay, so this is Sif Beis. We'll get a Yisrael Shem to Sif Gimel next week. Afrelech Chanukah, everybody.